Hi, welcome to C12. I'm Chris Dawson, and I'm here, as I am every week, with Richard Byrne, talking about our tool of the week. So, Richard, I hear you have some search tools available for us this week, which is timely, given the announcements from Google.
Yeah, so the predictable tool of the week would be Google this week and their new knowledge graph. But I actually wanted to talk about two other search tools that I've kind of played around with this week. One of them is called Flashcard Flash, which you can find at flashcardflash.com. And it's basically just a Google custom search engine for flashcards. It searches 27 different flashcard databases, or flashcard services, if you will. And so I think it's useful at this time of year. You know, students are starting to look at final exams, standardized tests, whatever. This kind of tends to be that testing time of the year. And so rather than maybe making a brand new set of flashcards, if you're short on time, you can do a search on Flashcard Flash and find some flashcards that suit your curriculum or suit your needs. We could debate the validity of flashcards. Should we let kids use them or not? Fact of the matter is, even if we say, no, don't use them, kids are going to use them. I think they're still kind of useful for learning the basics, drilling yourself on vocabulary, stuff like that. So Flashcard Flash, check it out. And the other tool that I discovered this week, and I'll give a quick hat tip to Stephen Ransom, who shared it on Twitter. It's called TalkMiner. TalkMiner, M-I-N-E-R, TalkMiner.com. It's a search engine for video lesson content or video lecture content. You know, if you do a contextual search on Google for, lecture on physics, you're going to get the video, but you can't really search within the video because, most search engines aren't set up that way. TalkMiner actually searches inside of the video lectures. I'm looking at the site right now, TalkMiner.com. And they have indexed 28,905 video lectures. Wow. And you can search inside the video lecture. So rather than having to sit through the whole hour of a lecture, you can get down to the 5 or 10 minutes of the lecture that you actually need. So check it out, talkminer.com.
That's pretty slick. I think that's one of the hardest things. You're trying to pick out that little bit of something for your class, and you just want to demonstrate a piece or let the folks at MIT do a nice demo for you that you maybe can't do in your own lab. It can take a huge amount of time to wade through the content that's out there, all of which is good stuff. But anything that saves time, you can count me in. So yeah, almost 30,000 video lectures. All actually searchable, so very cool.
Yeah, I think it's a huge time saver.
So. Excellent. Thank you very much, Richard. This has been Tool of the Week, and we'll be back next week with another tool or a couple of tools to help you out in the classroom. Thanks a lot, everybody.